All right, and we're live.
Yeah.
All right. We're here. We got Batman Oham, and we got his trainer Josh here with us this time, too.
Hello.
How you guys feeling?
Great.
You excited?
Ready to go.
Fucking pumped?
Yeah.
How you feeling, Josh?
Good. Confident.
Confident?
Yeah.
Long training camp. Getting back to work. Time to go.
That's good.
When we got here, you guys watching film? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? Who are you fighting? Because I know they
didn't
the guy, he dropped out or something. And then last time we talked, you said they were switching.
Yeah, they're always switching. But a guy from New Jersey, you know, a good journeyman.
Oh, okay. That's the guy. I looked him up. What's his name? Something Rosario.
Rosario.
Yeah.
Fought a lot of guys. Fought a lot of tough guys.
Doing it for a long time.
Me?
No, him. Rosario.
I really don't know. I really didn't do much homework. A little bit, but I know I'm confident in this one, you know.
Sure. How's your elbow? Because I remember your last fight, you were telling me that was bothering you.
So yeah.
That's why you felt like you were a little down on it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. It feels good. I strengthened it. Everything's good. Did therapy. Everything's on point right now.
That's what's up.
Doing some sort of platelet rejuvenation in his elbow and stuff. Yeah. That
nice.
Worked out really well.
I had a couple shots. Yeah, Dr. Blaine just hooked me up with it.
Nice. Sweet.
Everything feels good. Everything's moving well the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Again, I think we talked about this last time you were on. Now that you're coming back in your next fight after coming off a loss, what does that, you know, like, are you even thinking about that at all? Are you using that as a little bit of momentum to give yourself an edge?
It just makes me hungrier, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just to get, I want to be back on the roll, I want to be back on the winning track, and I'll do anything, you know what I mean? Anything it takes to win, I'm going to do it that night, Saturday night.
That's awesome. So, did you change up how you trained between this fight and the last one you did?
From the last one, yeah, but what I did was kind of go back to my roots.
Of less is more, kind of.
Yeah, less is more, listen to my body, and do what I know. Don't do what everyone's telling me to do, because the most of the people haven't even been in there. You know what I mean? So it's, I got to do what I got to do. You know.
So, House of Blues in Boston.
Great venue.
March 14th, Saturday. So, with everything going on right now with the coronavirus, all this crazy shit.
It's a hoax.
Do you guys think, I mean, I don't really give a shit about it, to be honest, but do you guys, have they said anything to you guys about, because you know how they're like canceling crap all over the place?
No, we haven't heard anything about it. It's, you know, it's, we're all due to get it anyways. So, you know, it's the truth. It's how it's all going to work out. It is what it is.
Just like boxing, where we strap up, get in shape, and get ready for war.
Now we're just strapping up and get ready for the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's what I meant, you know.
This is all going to get
getting ready for war. We're fighting a virus.
I'm going to be coughing in a little while.
When you get in the ring, just start coughing.
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
Coming out with a mask on.
Come out
with a
the guy's gonna
oxygen tank.
Yeah, oxygen tank and a mask and everything. Yeah.
Maybe even a hospital bed will just wheel him out.
Just wheel him out.
Yeah.
Just come back to life. speaking of that, about fucking ring entrances, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Tyson Fury? Woo!
Yeah.
That
was great,
so,
right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Actually, get to you in a second, Mike. Josh, what do you think about Wilder's fucking, not excuse, but his thing about the... Yeah, you know,
anything to take, you know, at a time like that, because, you know, you go through highs and lows in boxing, you know, especially, like, you know, just coming off of, like, with what we did with Mikey on his last performance. It's, you know, you're going to look for any type of thing to try to take it off of the guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was just kind of overkill for a 40-pound battery suit, you know, because, I mean, he's a heavyweight. He should be used to carrying around, you know.
It shouldn't have that much of an effect on
him. Not at all. And, you know, but it's just his team trying to support him and, you know, put blame elsewhere so they can just move on. But they just chose a shitty way to do it.
Yeah, because I remember right when that came out, I don't remember if it was him or his team who said it directly, but I remember people were just like shitting all over
because
it was like, come on, man,
it's a bullshit excuse.
Yeah. what do you guys think? Are you guys excited for round three between them, or is it kind of like, eh?
No, trilogies are usually good. I can go for it. I just want to see Fury, Joshua now, though.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, it's time, but, you know, you got to give, you got to give, you know, his, you got to give Wilder his shot again because it's in the contract. Yeah. And, you know, he was the WBC champion, even though he lost both fights.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
I had $200 on that first fight.
And he called the draw, though. I called the draw,
and I didn't put on the money on it. But I called it. I asked everyone. I was like, Canelo Triple G was last week. It was a draw. You think this one will happen the same way? They're trying to make another fight, possibly. Maybe they're doing that behind the scenes. I don't know. But
he definitely said it, though.
I was
he
like,
said
it was 25-1. I was like,
dude, hold on, man.
Yeah.
Shit,
wow.
Man.
I was like, you never know, but you know.
I was like, I like Fury, but he's going on him no matter what.
Yeah, so it was kind of. I kind of feel like a dick in that one because
I didn't take it. I didn't take it. So.
He texted me right after. Like,
hedge your back.
What the hell? Fucking called it.
Yeah, definitely hedge. You got to hedge to the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
And, oh, man. Jesus, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
I just got pushed, so I ain't lose anything.
So.
That's
good.
So. Look at it in a good way.
Just for everyone listening, so we are here at Mike's gym.
South Shore Boxing, Whitman, Mass, 365 South Ave.
Yep.
Dyslexia.
Yeah.
What? This place is awesome, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's nostalgic. Like, it's got that old school feel.
Yeah, exactly what we were saying.
You know, it's like walking into a Rocky movie when you come up.
Yeah.
Right.
We said this last time.
We're all characters up here between my old man, myself, you know, him puffing his stogies.
And yeah, fuck
if you don't like it, it's his way or his way with lumps. You know, that's how it says it.
Stogies and the cats, man.
Stogies and cats.
Two feral cats roaming around the gym.
It just makes it better, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most people have dogs, but I caught them outside, so they grew up on the street cats, so you know, they kill all the mice that are up here.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they
do what cats are supposed to do. You know?
Yeah.
And they're happy.
Yeah, I don't know why she's just sitting here watching us, so she's antisocial.
She knows there's a podcast going on. She's like, oh, hold on. So, Mike, have you been training, like, so what was the training schedule leading up to the fight and, like, this week in particular? Have you been – is it been training up to the fight or do you stop, like, a couple days before it to let your body heal?
I'll never fully stop, but there's things you could do that – it could be, like, active recovery. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll take a light run or do mitts like today. The mitts, just stay sharp, you know. You just got to keep that sharpness. You can't – if you don't do anything, then you get, like, stagnant. And,
right.
You got to keep the muscles moving. Try to keep his
peak. He started peaking last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to keep him at his top, you know.
Right.
And you'll notice that if you guys come out to, you know, March 14th, Saturday night, you'll see that he's added some more things to his game now. So, he should be even more exciting.
Good.
How do you identify when he's at his peak? Or do you guys just kind of decide that together?
No, you can see it when he's in the ring. When he's sparring, the way I can say it is that if, like, you're doping a scope when you're shooting, you know, you finally make the right click and you just can't miss.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it is when he's, you know, when he's punching now and in live combat. He's just sharp. You know, not missing much and, you know.
Accurate punches.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
You know, he's back to, if you guys remember, two or three fights ago before he even got an injury, like the first year when he ripped off his 7 straight wins.
Yep.
He's back to that, Mikey. So
that's awesome.
You know, I'm more excited now than, you know, before. Because now we don't have to protect the undefeated streak, you know.
Right, mystique isn't there.
Yeah,
it's just,
you know, there's no pressure there now. He can just, you know, be the bad man that he wants to be.
Nice man. How do you feel going into this one as opposed to that fight 3 fights ago?
I feel so more relaxed, you know.
Yeah.
Way more calm, relaxed. Yeah. Yeah. Last time, it was different. Last time, a lot of stress. You know, there's a lot of things. I make no excuses. You know, that guy was a better man that night, but. You know, I would love to get him down the line again.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love a rematch against him at some point. To prove that, you know, I've shown what I really have.
You know, and this should be our last sixth rounder. So, nice. You know.
What do you guys go right up to after when you're done with six rounders? Are you going up to tens or is it eight?
Eight, six, eight, ten.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it all depends.
Might go ten, then like, back to eight.
If,
back to ten.
Yeah, if like, you know, a proper offer comes in and it's a 10-round fight, you know, you sometimes have to jump into it. But, you know, for the most part, you groom them up, you know, 4, 6, eight, 10, 12. And then when you're in the 8 to 12, you can bounce back and forth.
Right.
Depending on the spot on the card.
Right. And that's primarily just to build up the conditioning to keep up the length of the fight,
It's experience and conditioning, you know, because you can't just throw a guy in there and, you know, just out, like, out of the amateurs and throw him right into 10 rounds, you know. Very few, you know, when you're... when you're an Olympian and, you know... a high, you know, a gold medalist, you know, of course you're going to have to go, they go in the higher rounds, you know. Yeah,
they're basically living in training camp, though, you know.
And there's a lot of money invested behind them. Right. So, you know, you try to build the fan base more like that. You know, where around here, we probably have the best promoter in New England and with Murphy's Boxing. But around here, it's, you know, with Mikey, just for, you know, how we're doing it, it seems to work for us.
Nice. Good.
You know, and hopefully, you know, we're thinking about going down to 140 pounds next, too.
Yeah, nice.
So, okay.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. I'm actually on weight right now.
Oh.
Ready to go.
All right.
Guys. Nice. That's what's up, man.
So, don't have to cut
what's
nothing.
That right now?
147, Walter weight.
147? Yeah. Okay. And is this guy, did he have to come up to come meet you at
No. If anything, he's had to come down. He actually had a couple of fights at middleweight.
I knew it was one or the other. He was going.
If anything, I don't know. I have no idea. As long as he's 147 that night, we're going at it.
I think on his card on whatever boxing website.
Box Rec,
yeah. He was at super welterweight.
Yeah, that's 154.
52
to 54.
It's junior middleweight and some different whatever belt organizations, or it's one. Super welterweight and other ones.
It's
weird how it works.
Yeah. It's a decent test for him because, you know, this guy's fought, like, he's fought
Vendetti.
And,
Gambardella.
Gambardella. So he's fought a couple, you know, local rising pros. So, you know, this is just a good one to knock the dust off and just get him out there firing.
Been like 9 months since my last one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of flew by, you know.
Well, for him, maybe it sucked for me.
It took
felt longer.
Yeah.
It was a lot of growing. Like, it just, I can't even explain it. It was just a lot of changing, you know.
A lot of being in your head wondering what's going on, you know. So it's a very, this sport can become a lonely, lonely sport sometimes.
Fighting yourself the whole time.
You know, because... You know, when you're on top and you're winning and you're knocking off, you know, people left and right, and, you know, people always want to be on the bandwagon, but all of a sudden, you know, that comes to a stop, and, you know, you really find out who you are and who your team is and who your fan base is, you know, on this one, and we've had great, great support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the fan base, so now you guys actually have merchandise.
Yeah.
I picked up a hat the last time we were here. Can... fans get anything? Do you guys, are you selling it online at all, or is it just coming to the gym or see you guys, or like how are you guys doing?
Gym or Venmo? You can Venmo Mike.
Yeah, we're kind of running low on merchandise, but after this fight, we're gonna come out with a nice a summer line. You know,
nice.
It's gonna be more than the boxing. It's gonna be like a big nice. I'm gonna get an online website going. You know?
That's awesome, man.
We're just in the works of it, but this was kind of a test run to see how.
Yeah, see if people actually buy the stuff.
Yeah,
and see if they like the stuff.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Well, yeah, what do you guys think of it?
Well, I got that. I got the green and white hat.
Yeah.
Those hats are great.
Yeah.
I gotta pick up that last one you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
That one is the black one.
That's our last one.
Yeah.
I like those ones more.
Yeah.
A lot of people like the black ones.
A lot of people like
it was 50-50.
Yeah, it's like
50-50. That's good. You can split it again.
Yeah. It's simple. You know what I mean?
But that's what he was saying to me the last time. It's not over the top branding or anything. It's a simple, basic.
And that's the way, you know, if you think about it, you know, it's a Badman Inc. in itself. It's, you know... Ali, you know, always was talking about being a bad man. Tyson was the baddest man in the world, on the planet. So, you know, it's got a real good boxing, you know, name
for without a doubt.
So, you know, now hopefully we can branch out into a sporting line.
That'd be awesome.
You know.
That'd be fantastic.
So, and then nice. I got a great idea, too, I think, that we're going to start Bad Girl Inc. And we're going to get booty shorts and on the back and just going to say Bad Girl.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Fucking awesome. You know what I mean? No joke. Like, yeah, that's, like, awesome stuff.
I think that would, like, especially, like, spring break and summer.
Yeah.
Like
summer line, get an online store going. Yeah. Really,
that'd be great.
Really, I think it'd be pretty sick.
You got any women boxers in here that can...
That's actually a really good question, yeah.
We got a few women that work out, not really competitive yet.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me... I'd love to get, you know, real tough, mm-hmm. because it's starting a real tough woman that could actually pick the sport up, because
mm-hmm.
the market's growing.
Right. Women's boxing is really evolving.
You know, the market's growing. It's... You know, then they don't get paid as much as the men, which kind of suck
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, they're both putting their life out on the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, some women fights are really exciting. You know, Alec Katie Taylor. Yeah. You know, Clarissa Shields.
Yeah, she's
they can really fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I seen her punch around some dude on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Yeah, she's like a Marvin Hagler with hair.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, she can bang. Well, even Katie Taylor, they both can fight.
Yeah, she can too, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you do primarily boxing, so, or is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm primarily just, you know, a stand-up hands guy.
Right.
You know.
So, what do you think about, like, MMA and UFC and that, like, that side of things?
I have another pro, Travis Demko, who... Mm-hmm. Who is 1-0 as an MMA fighter.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. And as a pro MMA fighter, he's got a few amateur MMA fights, and he's 8-1 as a pro boxer, and he's actually fighting April 9th at Encore.
Fuck,
you know,
hey.
He's fighting, what's his name?
Joe Farina,
who's 6-1, so it's going to be a real good
fight.
All
right, yeah. Southie, that's awesome.
So Southie versus South Shore.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a night, but I truthfully think... Hey, Dad. I truthfully think...
you missed it. So, actually, I don't know. Were you here when you were saying that last episode? We had Joey on last episode.
Yeah,
and his dog was just barking the whole time.
Me?
Oh,
No. The last episode.
Was Joey on the one when I was on?
I wasn't there that time.
No, you weren't there.
That's funny.
I forget what I was doing. I was coming back from somewhere or something like that. And I was rushing back to get there. And then we did a podcast right after I got back.
It's funny. Yeah. After we wrapped up with you, we just did another episode right after.
That's funny. But what was I saying? Travis. So I truly believe, like my father, he's kind of, you know, the MMA, it's mm-hmm. you know, no money in it, blah, 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 blah. But I think with how he is as a, I think he's got a lot of potential to become, mm-hmm. you know, UFC, you know, fighter, if not, you know, a
awesome.
Top caliber UFC fighter. And then with the background in boxing, with the good record in boxing, I think if he makes a splash in the MMA,
mm-hmm.
all the boxers always want to beat up an MMA guy, vice versa. Yeah. So I think he will really...
And not even
absolutely.
That... The character he brings to the gym,
dude,
is all nut. Is all known.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest parts to getting big.
Yeah.
Is you got to have the character.
He is
definitely character.
He's definitely a character.
So what else does he do to train other than boxing? To get
he goes. He trains at Lozon's. So he's always with the killers over there. So you know, I stay out of that mm-hmm. stuff. You know, I just strictly. You know my lane. I know it's you know, I know with it's your hands and it's positioning with your feet with boxing and, you know, using your hands to fight.
Right.
I have no idea, and I'm not going to ever say I know what it's like to, I know how to train anybody on the ground or anything. Because
right.
then I'd say stick a thumb in your eye or bite them or something like that, you know. So,
survival shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just
grab a rock.
Stuff, so.
You know. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So, I just, you know, the only kicking you do is, you know, when they're on the ground, you boot, a, you know, stick, kick a couple, you know, ribs in. You know, that's about it. You don't get off.
Fight outside the bar style
MMA.
Yeah,
you know. So, I just know where my lane is, and I try to stay in my lane in that. And I think that's where, you know, I think that's where you can have these guys grow. If I try to take over and say I was an expert in it, he just would never get better.
Right.
You know, it would always be there'd be conflict with camps.
Right. You know? Gotcha. So he does both.
He's fighting at the end of April too. It's a CES show. At Twin River.
Oh, yeah. So damn. He's boxing. Holy shit.
So, you know, that's probably another guy that you guys can get one of these times.
We'll that'd
get
be all this great. Right? I'd love to have him on.
You guys, he'd have you guys rolling.
No, roll. He's a nut. Yeah. He's awesome. he really is. He's got so many personalities, you know.
Comedian. Oh, that's good, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Cool. I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just bring a cup of coffee. That's
all I was like. Yeah.
So we touched on the coronavirus because I knew we had to bring it up at some point because everyone's talking about it. You were saying that for that last fight, you've been doing a lot more weight training.
I was kind of strengthening more because I don't know. I thought I could have got a knockout my other fight, and I kind of did more strength training. And I think I did more of that. I should have did less of it than more of it. I don't know. It just didn't balance out right, especially with working. I really wasn't sleeping.
So. I got you.
So I just came back to here, did my ring work, road work, and that's all I'm doing till we go any further, you know, can get more hours doing it. But
that
makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of speak gibberish sometimes.
Yeah, but
that makes sense.
No, it does.
Like
it was weird because, you know, we kind of fell in the trap of, you know, what everybody else was doing, in a sense, and instead of sticking to
what you guys know.
Strengthen, you know, get stronger.
Which it did. You know. I almost put him out a couple times, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
it kind of took away my best assets, you know, good positives. You know?
It put more strength on him.
But
I mean, more strain on him instead of, you know, strength was there, but...
Yeah.
The strain is
using more energy, carry the weight.
Well, he had a fractured elbow, so you know what I mean. We didn't know that. The doctors all said it's all tennis elbow. It's this. It's that. So,
Jesus Christ, can help out.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So he fought three fights with a fractured elbow, and it was
cortisone shots that helped me out for the other one.
Yeah, you know. So when he fought, Shaka Moore, you know, we had to get a cortisone shot. 2 days. Well, he had to get a cortisone, not we.
I'll get one with you. Let's go.
We have to find something to do.
I found a nurse practitioner that, you know, just would do it for us without, you know, many questions.
Yeah.
You know, so which was good because everybody else was, all the other doctors and stuff were like, whoa, do this test, that test, this test.
Like, I got 2 days.
I'm literally fighting.
I need it to kick in, you know?
Yeah.
They usually say it takes a week, but okay, it happened right away.
You know, and I kind of
filled it up.
You know, at first, we didn't know if it was like the placebo effect, you know, because we didn't know it was fractured.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, you know, and it got him through, you know, and then this last fight.
Good MRI.
We wanted an MRI.
Yeah, we wouldn't give him They wouldn't give him an MRI. We wanted one, but they. Well, that's the healthcare system. Truthfully, you know, they don't.
Too expensive to give you an MRI or something.
Yeah, they want to. They want to go through every other.
Yeah, until they.
They want to. They want to cake the bill. Mm-hmm, you know, basically. Yeah. So it was.
Fuck.
Yeah. So it sucks. It really does. It sucked. So once we figured it out that it was broken. Literally, it was on the inside of the elbow joint. It was broken. It wasn't even really fractured. It was broken.
Yeah.
So it.
Yeah, a lot of inflammation. You know, my arm was locked out. I couldn't straighten it out.
Yeah, every
and
time.
And you won two fights like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, against journeyman. Awesome. You know, Shaka Moore was no joke. 50-something fights.
But still, I could have got it done sooner. I make no excuse for that last fight. You know, I still can't. I can't have that excuse. You know, he still was a better man. I still could have felt like I could have beat him with one hand if I had to.
You know, 9 out of 10 times. 99 out of 100 times, Mikey wins that fight, hands down. You know, they had a great game plan, you know, and there's, you know, they had just enough rounds because, you know, it wasn't an 8-rounder.
Yep.
So it's, you know, hats off to him. You know, good coach on the, you know, Louis Rosa, they produce animals. They do. You know, they got the Foster brothers, who are both Murphy boxing guys. They're fighting on this card.
Same night, yeah.
Awesome.
So, you know, they just produce. They produce tough, tough guys. So, hats off to them. You know, we'll get them back down the line. You know, if it's in the plans for us, if it's
lines up.
Yeah, if it's not worth it, you know, if we're on the bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. He hasn't fought since, so.
Really?
Shows you, you know, that. Yeah. It shows something, you know, Shaka Moore hasn't fought since he fought Mikey.
He wants the rematch.
Yeah, Shaka Moore always calls him out online. It's funny. He wants the rematch, but he hasn't fought since. You know, this last guy hasn't fought since. Who else? There's a couple guys that, the dude from Quincy.
You said,
Amaro.
He actually had an elbow problem, I think.
But he hasn't fought since. So, you know, three of Mikey's opponents that he's fought haven't fought since they fought him. So, you know, I'm just...
Doing
just,
something right.
Just saying, you know, he definitely puts his work in.
Definitely.
You know.
Nice.
But I mean, it's not like I haven't stopped strength training. I still use a lot of those exercises. They help me a lot. I just don't do it as much. I do it on
bands and isometrics, no weights.
Right.
I do it on my time.
Resistance training.
Body
weight.
Like, yeah.
TB12 stuff.
Yeah.
like if anything, like max 10 pounds, you know, but that's just general stuff. And, you know, that's.
So, how much pain were you in during training camp?
I mean, there's a.
He doesn't complain.
He does not complain.
Like, you know, he.
Fucking broke an elbow from watching all day. Like,
but there was a lot of information, but it's just you can't go into a fight thinking you're hurt. You can't. You gotta cancel it out no matter what. I've had messed up hands, like swelled up hands. You can't complain in this sport. You're just going to get beat from it.
Oh, you're so just going to get next. And, you know. Yeah,
so you gotta cancel.
Because if we knew this was the issue, I would have just said, you know, the night before, you know, I would have said, oh,
he's got a broken elbow.
He fell down the stairs.
Which is always, there's always little minor things that you usually have going into a fight. Right now, honestly, I have none. It's good. It's wild.
Well, that's awesome.
But usually you have something small that it's like, kind of, I don't know if it's a test from God. I don't know that you just got to push through it. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it goes. The way this game is, it's the pain game.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So, you know, and if you don't respect it, and it will run you over.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But the adrenaline's different. You won't. I remember in my my fight with Sostry, my seventh fight, come back. What was it, after my break of my foot? I tore my bicep in the friggin' second round.
Yeah.
No, I had no arm. I had no arm. I was throwing.
This is a funny story. He cut so.
I had a shot. Remember that? Yep. Yeah. Fourth round?
Yeah, fourth round. He comes in. And at the end of the fourth round, he ate a right hand.
Yeah,
he ate a right hand right down the middle. And he comes in and he looks at me. And him and I have a weird relationship in the corner.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, we screw off a little bit ever since the amateurs. We joke around if we can. He comes in and he goes, oh, I see yellow spots. I'm like, well, hey, Mikey, that's better than seeing black, kid. You know?
Jesus, right? Yeah. I was like, you're damn right. And I had, like, the best round.
I was you're damn moved. Right.
Yeah. The fucking next round I came out, it was great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, it's funny. The dynamic in a corner can really, you know, the shit that we do or say, it would be a great documentary if you could get just corner conversations from fighters.
That'd be awesome.
Even
you
know, in the gym.
Really yeah,
cool.
In the
but then again, that could be a loss.
Yeah. You know.
A lot of stuff out there to get cut.
But it's funny from, like, you know, when we were in the amateurs and stuff like that, he would be, you know, in California or something, and, you know, the amateurs wasn't, you know, Mikey was a competitive amateur through all the top amateurs
kinda
in the
country.
Kind
of started. I started kind of late.
But, you know, in the tough fights, it would be funny because he'd come in and just fuck around with me in the corner. And I'd be like, all right, it's time to focus.
Yeah, get serious.
You know, but he was serious. It was
right.
Just
it's just his way of doing it.
I just got a sick humor.
You know.
I get it from my father.
You know, he'd be saying, like, he'd say something like, you see that person in the front row? I'm like, how the fuck? You know,
stop looking at the fucking crowd.
Yeah, dude, you know, like in a clinch, like, you know, he'll be. It's funny.
Drool
this stuff.
On someone,
yeah.
Like,
you know, he'll sneeze on you, drool on you. You know,
rolling on people.
You know, it's
they're like,
yeah, you know,
I'll be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, just saying weird stuff to people. You know, It's such a whacked out business.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, that's something like that, man, it can work too. You might throw someone off mentally if you're saying some weird shit to them, and like they're on a clinch. Like, what the fuck? I was gonna say, you're gonna start like, you're gonna let this guy
lick him.
That's a little clinch,
too weird. Not quite there yet.
No. That was a good time though, watching the fight up here.
It was a blast, man. That was such a good time.
We're gonna try doing that for like most of the big cards. You know.
Yeah. Definitely be here.
Yeah, you can't beat the atmosphere.
Right? Dude, you're watching a big boxing match and you're in the gym. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that most people know the sport, and, you know, there wasn't too much, you know, too many morons up here.
Yeah, no, it was people.
A couple, but whatever. It's all good. You know, that was a good night.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's some of the weirdest stuff that someone's done to you in the ring? Like, you said you drew on somebody, sneeze on them, or something like that.
Some people just smell, man. Some people
really?
Yeah. My second fight, I ain't gonna say.
Oh, dude, no, your first fight, dude. When he was laying in, so they're doing the stare down, right?
We've known him from around.
Yeah,
he was from Brock.
He's like, your fucking breath stinks.
I wasn't lying.
That's what he said to him, though. He's like, your fucking breath stinks. I'm like,
come on, man.
Yeah, that's what he says. Come on, man. You know, I'm like, well, that's all you could do? I thought they were going to, like, you know, because I thought he was saying, talking shit.
Yeah, no.
Tell him his breath stinks. You know.
Okay. We both started cracking up. It was funny. We both started laughing at each other. I was like, I'm serious. He's like, nah.
Yeah, and then that dude that drove up from Jersey, like your third fight at Plain Ridge. No, who'd you fight at Plain Ridge? Your third one.
Jersey.
You fought at Plain Ridge twice, right?
Yeah, you fought that twice.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for the first.
Oh, no. No, you fought Goldsby.
He's a real good guy.
Goldsby was he the one that stunk too, though?
That was my second fight.
Oh, no. The second one.
I'll never forget that.
Second one was the dude at Quincy. That was the second one.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
The Puerto Rican kid?
Yeah, I'll never forget that smell. It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah. So he had the bad breath guy and then the dude that stunk.
That was weird.
Smelly ass.
Yeah. It's, you know. It's funny, you know. And then you run into characters, you know, all
of them,
everywhere, even outside. You know, it's just we should have a YouTube like channel of the stuff that
just
we
follow you around.
You know,
the bullshit that's going on.
Really, there's so much. You know, there's so many characters around us. You know, from me to Mikey to Travis to my father.
Where to start.
Then we got then the other guy, the big. Because we call our team Half Ton in the corner.
THT.
Because it's got, you know, you got me. I'm like 390. My father's like 390. And then we got Sproulsy, who's 275. So, you know, we got about a half
and
ton.
And then, hey, no, but I'm the final touch on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he just puts us over the scale, you know, so. Yeah, it's, and then, you know, so you got us too. And then you got us, my father and myself, and then Sproulsy, who's a history teacher.
Yeah, you'd link up good.
Yeah, he, you know, he's a history teacher.
He's a guy, man.
To
become a history
teacher. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, so you'd love Sproulsy.
Yeah, you got your license. Yeah, the guy was just in.
Oh yeah, you got to meet Sproulsy.
He had to take off. I was gonna introduce you, but
he's you know, and just such a genuine great guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't realize that he was in the sport of boxing.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And what happened is he just came up here randomly like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And said, I want to fight. My old man's like, all right, guy. You know, you're old, bald, and fat. You know, like, he's like one step at a time.
Nah.
And literally, he came in here and, you know, he did a 3-round exhibition up here. He ended up a bloody mess, but he reached his goal, and he became a student of the game of how we teach.
Yeah.
So now he does a program in Brockton through the school because he's a teacher.
Right.
He does with the at-risk youth. He does a boxing program with them.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So it's, you know, this
and they
whole,
love it, and they get memberships up to in Brockton.
Yeah, or here if they want to come here. So, you know, it's because you never know if the next Marvin Hagler's or the next Mike O'Han. You know,
like,
you have no idea. So,
awesome.
And those kids, you know, they don't have many outlets.
Right. And it's like you're giving them somewhere they can be. They know they're
you know,
safe. They're a good way for
absolutely.
Them to spend their time.
Well, this sport saves, believe it or not, the sport saves more lives than people know, you know, including my own, you know. And
I don't know where I'd be.
Well, it's funny. Do you have
I really don't know where I'd be.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
Do you know how Mikey and I got hooked up?
No.
All right, this is a funny story, too. Well, not funny. It's just it's a pretty interesting story. So about 10 years ago, I was bringing one of my top junior Olympic boxers down to the gym, Farrell's Boxing in Quincy. And they're sparring, and I seen him spar with these two kids that were, you know, that they were just teeing people up. And it was probably Mikey's, like, first or second year boxing.
Yeah, I didn't even think I had a
fight. I had no idea who he was until I seen him, and I'm like, that looks like... And then he's like, oh, that's Ohan's son, which my father trained his father. My father trained Mike's
dad. Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
How old were you at that point?
He wasn't even born.
When you
17?
Yeah, maybe 16, 17.
So, okay. I remember he's blasting these kids with uppercuts. And just, you know, I went to my old man, I'm like, this kid can fight. So, he was done. I'm like, oh, hey, good job. You look good.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember cracking one, the other one, Hobson.
Yeah, like they were trying to kill Mikey.
They
ended up getting disappointed.
Yeah,
and,
that was great.
So I was like, talked to my old man, and he came out, and I was like, hey, yo, I'm so-and-so. Your father trained with my father. You know, you're always welcome at my gym. I'll never try to poach a fighter or steal a fighter, but I'll always open a door. You know, if something ever doesn't work out, you know. So then about two and a half years later, we're in that football field.
Yeah, Somerville.
Yeah, Somerville.
Yeah,
it was Somerville. He was boxing. I had my kid box. Mm-hmm. He was with his other trainers. And the coach didn't know how to wrap his hand. So I've never wrapped a hand before like that. Like, you know, it's like, I'll do it, you know. And I did it.
He said he knew how to do it.
Yeah, I said I knew how to do it. I said, you know, absolutely.
I got it.
You know, just put me in,
He's
coach.
Like, yeah, I do this all the time.
Yeah, so, you know, because with the Junior Olympics, you just put, you know, quick wraps around, you know. So I ended up wrapping his hands a little too tight, but it was fine, you know, whatever. I let him know, you know, hey, yeah, you know, if you never, you know, you're always welcome to come up to the gym, blah, 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 blah. About 6 months later, he pops up. And we were like, oh, shit, you know, so we're letting him, you know, do his thing and stuff. And
work with Thomas.
Yeah, work with one of my
amateurs. Might have been longer than that. It might have been like 2 years.
Yeah, so.
Because I had like 20-something fights before I came up.
Yeah.
Maybe even 30.
So that weekend that he came, I'm like, he knew that I like fishing and they like fishing. We went out fishing. We only know each other for like.
He did the weight of fishing with the whole body. He was like, go ahead, get out. I was like,
and I got these ponds that are like 5 miles out in the woods.
He didn't think I'd do it.
Yeah,
I'm there the next day with waders on.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So we're literally driving now. I'm taking him 5 miles out in the woods, like the power lines in Plymouth. Like, there's nothing.
And he doesn't even really know.
Doesn't really know me.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, I know him through through
his father.
My dad was around when he was a kid, and he was like 10 years old running around.
But doesn't know that, you know, doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. But you know,
so now you're going out 5 miles into the woods with him.
You know, Deliverance.
In waiters.
You know, in Deliverance, just waiting for the banjo. You know,
pops in the car, and he's like, you got a pretty mouth. Oh, shit.
I'm all screwed like a piggy boy. So you know, we're out there fishing, and you know, we start talking, and I'm like, you know, we're talking about goals of boxing and my vision of what I could see in him. And I've seen this before he even really started boxing. I think.
Well, I did when I was a kid. I just took a. I mean, you're the next person to believe in it other than my father.
I knew, like, I seen something different in Mikey. You know, that's one thing, like, I could tell that there's something special.
Yeah,
you know, there. He's cut from a different cloth. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, you know, we haven't gone through the thick of anything yet, but I could just tell that, you know, the system that I believe in boxing is perfect for him, that my father believes, that we believe in down the middle, basic fundamental boxing. And so that was the beginning of it. And then, you know, he got tied up a little bit and ended up going away for like 6 months, going like to another gym and stuff, which for both of us, for both of us, it was kind of,
you know, I mean, just everyone around me battling everyone. Then eventually I took time off and I
called him up. I'm like, hey, you want to go to Ireland?
Yeah.
You know, it's a free trip to Ireland. You want to go?
Which it was in talks before I left anyway.
So,
I was like,
you know, I'm like, get your ass back up here. Let's go to Ireland.
And then we go? Ohio. Ohio. It ended up getting pushed back another year.
Ohio, California, and then Ireland. So, you know, but it was
even more
pushed. You know, when he separated from us, from me, it was on both of us, it was kind of like losing a family member in a weird sense. Okay. It hit me in a weird way, you know. And when he came back, we knew that point on, he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because in this sport, people will get in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this one will do you better. This one will do this for you. This one will do that for you.
My first fight back, we fought Rashad Stevens in Ohio. I fought on my weight class, too, and I put a pretty good fight against him.
Yeah, you know, and that was the guy who won national Golden Glove champion. Mm-hmm. He was in the Olympic trials. You know, he
came in second in Ohio State Fed.
Yeah. So yeah,
yeah.
And we went back next year and we took it.
Yeah. So it's you know, that it was kind of funny. He knows I believe in him. Yeah. You know,
it's that nice.
Just as much as he believes in himself.
Yeah.
You know, because I can say truthfully, after his last fight, I was in tears. I felt so bad for him.
That you were it, before I was.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It hurt me more than, you know, I was like losing a friend in a sense, but. It was a
growing moment, honestly. Like, yeah, I took all the positives out of it. We all did. No.
I don't know if it's back. I lost like $3,000 at the casino too. No. That could have been.
That may have had something to do with it.
You know, but But
it was a big growing moment.
Yeah.
Though, but I mean, that's gonna fucking suck. Like, if you're someone's trainer and you've been having a great run and you're doing well and you trust each other. And to fucking lose a fight, that's gonna
hate you. You know, but like I said, it's, you know, knowing, like, I truly know what this kid can bring. Yeah. I know, you know, I know the work ethic, the heart, and, you know, I know anything and everything that happens in with Mikey, he tells me.
Right.
And he knows the same about me. So there's nothing that's hidden between the two of them.
The trust is there.
Oh, very much so. You know, and so that, like, I think from the get go, from meeting him and that fishing trip, you know, you know, just believing in him, you know, where, you know, very few didn't believe in him or just was just whatever, just a dream, you know, get a fucking job and don't worry about boxing. Where I, you know, I believed in him from the get go with, you know, one fight with us.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where we're growing now. You know, it's crazy. 70 something amateur fights and, you know, 10 pro fights now.
And traveling.
Yeah. Traveling all over the world now. You know.
Yeah.
Now I take him as a coach with me to you know, if my father can't make it. You
That's
know,
fucking awesome.
Yeah, Texas, we just came back from Texas, yeah.
That was know, good. Brought a guy down to Texas that, you know, lost a tough close fight, but a pro fight. Took him, you know, in the amateurs, he became a regional coordinator with me.
Yeah.
With the junior Olympic team, you know. So, like, you know, any way I can get him out of here to just see and travel, it will help him in the future when he has to travel and fight.
Right.
So, you know, just getting used to hopping on the plane and going and being around people.
Living on the road.
Yeah, that's it.
The $5 grills.
Yeah, buying a $5, literally.
Charcoal grills and living on there.
Oh, this is another good one.
Feeding the team.
So we're going to Ohio.
I'm like the big brother in the
fucking. Yeah, so I'm going. We're going to Ohio. My sister, God bless her soul, was, you know, she was in the last couple days, like days of her life with cancer, breast cancer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucked. But my sister knew that we were going, that we had a trip going to the Ohio State Fair. Right. And I had a bunch of kids from New Hampshire and a couple kids from Rhode Island that were dependent on me. Mm-hmm. So I had the conversation with my sister, you know, that if anything happened, what do you want me to do? And she wanted me to go to the fight. Mm-hmm. Now, I would have never gone if Mikey wasn't going.
I was trying to turn it around.
Yeah, he was trying to.
She wanted you to go.
You know,
she
wanted you to go. So I had this one father that was, you know, complaining, oh, I gotta send my daughter off to college, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck, like, I gotta see my sister, you know, I'll probably never see her again, blah 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 blah. So we went by and seen her, and you know, I said my goodbyes and stuff, and we hop in, we go up to New Hampshire. Next thing you know, it's a bus, like a van that says Police Athletic League. I got a badge on it, you know, it's got a friggin' badge on the side. So
we got to go.
Yeah, it looks like the United Nations van with, like, you know, you know what I mean? Because there's so many different ethnicities in it. And, you know, so we're driving, and it was fucked up because at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm driving straight because, you know, I knew that something happened. It was weird.
Yeah, we're both up. Everyone was sleeping.
To the thing. And the sky turns this, like, weird, like, purplish pink color. And And I just look over at Mikey, and I had like a tear going down my face because I knew that she passed. Yeah. It was fucked up. It was like
a surreal moment.
Yeah, it was such a surreal moment.
I think we got a picture of this guy.
Yeah, we got a picture of this guy. It was a surreal moment. So we're driving, you know, and my father calls me about 2 hours later because he thinks that we're in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
we're like an hour away.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he's just a passed away. But I'm like, I know. He's like, how the fuck do you know? I'm like, I just knew it happened. Yeah. So, you know, he's been there with me through, you know, the highest, and lowest, the lowest. Yeah. And then, you know, we went out, the whole team, we ended up winning the team trophy out there, you know, and sweeping the tournament.
Yeah, made some great, you know, great friends.
Yeah.
The Fontenot brothers.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah, so it was definitely, you know, it's been a relationship that is molded through not just boxing, through life. I was going to
say, it's more than boxing. Yeah.
Speaking of mouse, my cat's got a mouse in his mouth.
Good job, kitty.
There you go.
Yeah, no, he's killed the mouse. See it?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. He's being a dick too. He's gonna go hide. Nice. But yeah, so that's really, you know, that's like the story of the bad man in South Shore boxing, and you know, it's we definitely got a great dynamic, and you know,
it's a big team effort, you know.
It's a family. We got a fucking functional dysfunctional family on here. You know.
Man, well, so far it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Remarkable connection.
Yeah,
man. Like,
yeah. You know, I wouldn't ask for a better. I couldn't have a better, you know, student/friend/brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Is it hard to balance those between?
No, truthfully, you know, because like
said, yeah, before the fights,
yeah,
he's more nervous than I am.
Yeah,
oh,
dude, yeah.
He's like shaking him.
Yeah, dude, I'm like trying to wrap his hands, and I'm like, meh. I get all like,
he'll drop the roll. It's good luck. But, like, it's good luck. It's
good luck. Yeah, I drop the roll. You know, it's
every time. Every time he drop, it's good luck. If you drop, every time
when I'm wrapping his hands, I'll drop the. You know, just my hands will go, and then
we both look up, we laugh. Like,
yeah, you know.
Happen again.
And growing a business now, I think, you know, the whole Bad Man Inc. thing,
yep.
I you know, I think that's something that will grow beyond just Bad Man Ohan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's a total brand in itself that can actually, like, you know, do good things, like Barstool things, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
down the line. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fantastic. That's a goal. that's a goal. We just gotta, you know, this is the first time that we actually said fuck it and did it. You know, so now we got the merch, and now it's not like this was the sponsor shirt with the stuff. The next we're gonna, you know, just put out Bad Man Inc. stuff with, you know, just the logo and, you know, just coming up with ideas and thinking about, absolutely, you know, how we're gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to figure out the website. And all. My mother does all that too. So,
work in progress, but absolutely getting there though.
Yeah, and I think it's just a great brand.
Yeah,
great name.
It is too. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. Great name. Yeah.
You know, people love wearing it.
Yeah, you know, I play poker a lot, so like, and like they see the hat and like, Bad Man, what's, like, that? What's that? But they like it. You know what I mean? They see it and they, you know, so
you really can branch it either way.
Anyway, you know. What I mean? You know.
Say we want to play a poker chip, people will be buying poker.
Yeah, you know, or headbands, Bad Man Ink headbands.
Would
you know,
be up, would you like
scally caps?
Scally caps, that yeah.
Boom,
yeah,
dude. Like I that, wear a right? scally cap every day,
right.
Literally every day.
All
right, that'd get me a Bad Man Ink scally cap.
That wouldn't be bad either, you know.
Yeah. Hoodies yet?
No, not yet. I
people
think
are saying that, but it's going summer. So
I was
going
to say it's about to.
I think we're going to go tank tops.
Muscle
shirts.
Yeah. You know, muscle shirts. We got to find the style that's in, you know.
Muscle shirts and booty shorts.
Yep.
There you go.
You know. Bad girl length.
I just think that's a great idea.
It is, man. That's like awesome.
You know, I just.
Got to get some girl with some boxing gloves to model those booty
shorts.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a great idea and just, you know, just branch out. Why not?
Yeah.
You know.
There's room to grow.
Absolutely.
You know, don't limit yourself.
Yeah. Don't work.
No, you know, we'll just be stuck giving away, you know, booty shorts at the shelter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Worst comes to worst.
That'd be funny.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can walk out of the shelter.
Mass app. Mass app.
People laid out on the street.
Oh, shit.
You get, you know, methadone mile. Here you go. You
know? Hey, we can make socks.
Fuck. Yeah,
we can make socks for those guys down there.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Some whole socks.
It's, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. That's all.
Nice.
You know. All right. Are you guys going to the fights?
Yeah.
Nice. He's grabbing a ticket.
I'm grabbing a ticket right now.
Awesome. Yeah. It's going to be a good night. This is there's a qualify for the WBA as light heavyweight, right? Yeah, that's going to be, the guy.
Yeah, we were talking about it right before you came in.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a fight. And then the two Irish dudes is going to be.
Moilet and Fryers.
Yeah, which, you know, hopefully down the line, Mikey gets a shot at Moilet at 140. You know, that's, that's you know, within the, hopefully next two fights.
Yeah,
that's awesome. What we're going to try to do. Yeah. So, for some sort of title.
Great venue too.
Yeah,
the House of Blues. That's awesome.
Did you go to my third fight there?
No, dude, I've never been to the House of Blues.
Oh, it's,
I think Fran.
It's such a good venue. You know, it's an old school vibe. Oh, he got rid of the cat. I mean, he got rid of the mouse.
Oh, now its body is just somewhere.
Yeah, it's
tied somewhere. Yeah,
he probably ate it. Sick fuck. Now we're talking about my black cat.
Yeah.
You know, it's roaming around the gym.
We're not talking about Mike.
Yeah, Mike, he's not eating mice. Yeah. That's how the coronavirus started.
Oh, so Mike, what kind of training do you? Well, you know, Josh has me run around and chase mice. And
with the cats.
With the cats.
Pissing in a litter box.
Put some bats in the attic. Yeah. And
sometimes
soup
I think
on
he's
those and stuff.
Sometimes I don't think he's training me to fight. I think sometimes he just wants me to clean this place. Just keep it pest free.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. This Saturday, are there still tickets available?
Yes.
Can people get them on
the boxes?
We got very few. I think there's like 10 or 15 tickets left at the gym. But if not, go to Murphy's Boxing.
Yeah, some 60 seats. They actually opened those up last minute. Yeah. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, we got $60 seats now too.
They're on the roof.
Yeah, no, they're on the they're in front of the stage up on the balcony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the seats. You know, which actually
those are good because they're gonna be playing the music. Too,
yeah, they do like they usually do an acoustic set before the main event.
That's what I saw. Yeah, so what is it? The Dropkick Murphys are playing, and then there's some like Irish rap group.
Is it Decap?
I'm not sure.
Decap out.
I saw it's from Belfast, Ireland.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. All right. Yeah, no, they do the show. No, they do a show at noontime at the House of Blues.
Okay.
Then they clean up the show, and then the venue comes. And then
this is technically an after party. Yeah. It says on the ticket after party.
Right. Yeah.
So then you know Ken and Ken Casey, who's the founder of the Dropkick Murphys, and the Murphys Boxing frontman, him and the other singer, I forget his name, will do an acoustic. You know, usually acoustic of like two or three songs.
And they said that all the people will do their thing or whatever in between fights. Or I don't know how they're going to do it. They change it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
It's always a great show.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
It's always slammed.
And I think it'll be on murphysboxing.com as well if you can't make it. Mm-hmm. You know, come out there and.
Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page. Murphy. Dropkick Murphy's Facebook page. Yeah. That's what it is.
Nice.
You know, so get out there and show your support. Type Badman in the. You know, let us know you're out there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Awesome.
And we'll talk to you guys then. I mean, we'll probably talk to you before that.
Yeah. And hopefully everybody's wearing their green.
Their Batman shirts.
We still got shirts left. No more hats. Yeah. But come on out, grab your Batman Inc. gear, and let's get ready to rumble.
Let's go.
Nice.
Let's do it. Thanks, guys.
No problem.